Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Chris. I'm calling you today from Metro Research. Am I speaking with Monique, by the way?
No.
Well, maybe you can help us. We're conducting a quick survey about the black community. Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
What is your research about?
Yes, questions are very simple. You are at least 18 years of age, right? Just to make sure I'm talking to an adult. Are you at least 18 years old?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, questions are very simple. Here's the first one. Am I speaking with the, let's see, the name that I have here.
What is
Anyway.
your research about? What do you need with money?
Sure. Let me ask the first question, okay? Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media or outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no? Ma'am?
No.
Okay. Now, the next question, you say you are at least 18 years old and registered to vote, correct?
And what?
And you are registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
My race is human and my ethnicity is black.
Is what? I kind of lost you.
My race is human and I identify as black, but
Okay.
my race is human.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, can I ask, what is your age?
30.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the next question, you say 30 years old, right? 30. Okay, just to make sure. And now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Okay.
Will you say you
Hello.
would? Yes. Will you say you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Will.
I'm sorry?
I will.
Okay. So which one will be the best answer that I can select for you? Definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am not satisfied in the direction that
I did not hear that. Can you please repeat the answer one more time? I'm sorry.
I'm not satisfied with the direction it looked like they're going into.
Okay. Thank you very much. And remember your opinion, it is very important to the success of these researches. So, please confirm which one should I select as your answer? Just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very good.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about issues facing the country. Now, in which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you a list and you tell me which one you think it will be the best one for you, where the Congress need to focus on. You can select up to two. The first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing affordable child care, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, improving the economy, or fighting inflation. You can select up to two.
Reducing crime and making childbirth and pregnancy safer.
Okay. Let me go back and... Okay, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer will be the first one, and reducing crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. We're moving on pretty quick here. Just a quick 25%. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I don't know how to answer that because it's not a straight answer. It's getting better for some, getting worse for others, too.
Okay, if you have to opt for one, which one? I can repeat the question. The question says, and in your opinion, the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Okay, getting worse. Okay. That will be your answer, getting worse. Is that correct? Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me move on with the next one. And thinking about, okay, thinking about the economy is going specifically for you and your family. Will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead? Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Falling behind. Well, keeping up.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. Just that quick, we got to 30%. Now, and in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and our mobility in this country? You can select up to two, same as the other. I'm going to read the list. Inadequate programs to help people in poverty, racism, mm-hmm. and discrimination, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structures, too many people depending on the government for handouts, lack of good paying job opportunities, not enough good role models, poor life choices and values by some, sexism, or unequal pay or treatment for women, unfair rigged economic system for the rich. If you had to select up to two, which
can you read the first answer choice again for me?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. The first one is inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Is there anything about education? Any
let me double check for work, the breakdown, traditional family structure, too many people depending on the government for handouts.
Transition structure.
Okay, the breakdown of the traditional family structure will be one?
Yeah, that one and the inadequate program or opportunities.
Okay, to help people in poverty. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. We're moving on here pretty quick. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. And now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. Okay, I'm going to read the list, and you can select up to two as well. Now, lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by. Lack of affordable programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, not enough police officers on the street, inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a broken bail and parole system which let criminals back on the street too quickly. Too many guns floating our streets. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. Too many people suffering from mental illness on our street. If you have to select two of those, which one?
Select the lack, the mental illness on the street, and then I need you to go back to the top of the answer choices.
Sure. The first one is say lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. Reduced funding for public services to help people in need. Inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by. Lack of school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity. Prosecutors and elected officials who are not enough, tough enough on crime.
Hold on. What's the one you said before the school?
Inflation. And the rising cost of living, making it harder. I'm sorry?
That's an answer choice. Select one of those.
That one? Did you say to select that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have two. Thank you very much. And the next one say, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Have I heard of it?
Let me repeat the question once again, okay? The question say this way. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? schools. A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Did you say a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Let me move on with the next question. And what was, did you say a lot on this one? That was your answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And we move on with the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. And here we go. Okay, the question say, okay, how, the first one is Mr. Hakeem Jeffries from between 0, 50, or 100.
Would have I heard about him or have I heard of him? Was that the question?
Yes. If you, okay, the question is, you say, I like you rate your feelings towards some people and organization. Mm-hmm. There is, I'm going to mention, in other words, mention some names to you of mm-hmm. people and also names of different organizations. Now you can rate them with 100. That means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 mm-hmm. means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number. I'm sorry?
My answer choice is 50.
To Mr. Hakeem Jeffries, did you say 50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. What about the feminist movement?
Mm-hmm. 50.
Okay, thank you very much. And Ron DeSantis?
That's the Florida man?
Yes.
Never mind.
Ron DeSantis.
50.
Okay. And what about Mr. Donald Trump?
Pointy.
Thank you. And Beyonce?
50.
Thank you. The gay rights movement?
20.
Okay, thank you. Critical race theory? Or CRT?
80.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Barack Obama?
75.
Thank you very much. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
75.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, Kevin McCarthy?
50.
Thank you. And what about Kamala Harris?
Sixty.
I'm sorry, did I hear that?
60.
60?
Yeah.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
50.
50 or 60? I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear you clear.
50.
Thank you very much. And the last one on this part is the NAACP.
85.
Okay, thank you. And highly appreciate your time and patience. We're moving pretty quick here. Just a quick, we got to 50%. Now, I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump as a Republican, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for who would you vote?
Cornel West.
Thank you. Now, switching things up a little, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. Now, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here I go with the first one. Now, crime and violence in this country from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Affirmative action ending.
7.
Thank you. Climate change.
10.
Did you say 10?
Yep.
Thank you. And the country's economy going into a recession soon.
Eight.
Thank you. Now, highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. We're moving on pretty quick here. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. Now, if you agree, please let me know if you strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, please let me know if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. Here I go with the first one. The government should provide free childcare to all families.
True. Agree.
Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay, family, and medical leave program. I'm sorry?
I wasn't talking to you, sir.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Again, he said the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay, family, and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you say strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, the next one is say children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Agree.
agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, the next one is say the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the next one says the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I'm neutral.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Let's move on with the next one. Now, raise raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. And the other one, the last one on this part is say ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Now the next part is say just a quick, we are at 70%, just a few more questions. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read you a list, and please let me know. The first one is say, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child when dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers adopting a child, death of a family member, mothers giving birth to a child, or sickness or serious injury.
Agree.
The question is, if in which of the following situations should employers be required by the law to give their workers paid time off?
Okay.
Let me repeat it for you. You can select one or two. Fathers whose spouse or parents is giving birth to a child, mothers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers adopting a child, death or...
One or two? Or just one?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is it one or two answer choices that I can choose?
You can select either one or two, however you decide.
The mother's giving birth, the father's taking off from mother's giving birth, and mental health episode.
Okay, mental health episode, and mother's adopting a child, that's
giving.
Okay, father's whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, highly appreciate your time. We are at 75%, moving on pretty quick. And how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a family or a member of your household in the last 12 months? I'm going to say some issues, if any have happened to you or family member. Home was vandalized or broken into in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry?
I say thank God, no.
Thank you very much. Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Okay. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you the list. 1 through 11 grade, high school graduated, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or with a bachelor degree.
Some college.
Okay, some college, did you say?
Some college and vocational school.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And highly appreciate your time and patience, ma'am, and answer. We're almost there. Just a few more questions here. We are already at 87%. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Will you say twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. Okay. Now, is it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never? Now, the first one is network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS.
Never.
Never. Okay, thank you. What about Fox News?
Never.
Thank you. Your local TV news?
Sometimes.
Okay, would you say very often or somewhat often?
Not even that. Rarely.
What the options the system share with me here is very often, somewhat often, not that often. Oh.
Not that often.
Okay. So, not that often. Would that be the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And okay, thank you. Okay. Your local TV, not that often. MSNBC.
Never.
Okay. Thank you. And CNN?
Hardly often.
Okay, would that be?
Not that often.
Not that often, okay. Thank you for confirming. Can you please, just to make sure I selected the right one, did you say your local TV news? What was the answer on that one, just to double check?
Not that often.
Okay. And Fox News, you say never. And networks such as, I think I got that one right. Okay, move on, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse or employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or no health insurance, or you don't have no health insurance?
Healthcare, what was the one you said after Medicaid? What was that one after?
Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by your or your spouse, employer, or employer, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or you do not have health insurance?
Medicaid and health insurance are that for myself.
Medicaid, okay. Thank you. Now, who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Your spouse, you and your spouse, your parent or your parents?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay. Thank you. Now, will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, between 15,000 to 30,000, between 30 to 50,000, between 50
to 30.
I'm sorry?
15 to 30.
Okay, thank you. And now, just, we're almost there. Probably this will be the last question. We are already at 97%. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, man. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. My name is Chris, and once again, thank you very much. Okay. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the day. Highly appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.